So, two faith defining moments in our life. This is not what I wanted to do this way. But anyways, it is what it is. This is our life, and we're glad to share it with you. Hi guys, my name is Ken Yuzinski, and this is
Janelle Yuzinski.
Today we're going to share with you two faith-defining moments in each one of our lives. Mm-hmm. So two faith-defining moments in our lives. We haven't actually talked about this personally with each other yet, so we don't know how each one are going to respond, but we just wanted to share with you a little bit of our lives so that you get to know who we are. And so, Janelle, what's one faith-defining moment for you in your life?
My life, okay. These are the two biggest moments that I feel like affected my faith journey the most. However, I think back to having a very good foundation laid by my parents, raised Catholic, gone through all my sacraments, attended Mass every Sunday. When I was 15 years old, I was invited to go on a bus trip to Midland, Ontario, which is the Shrine of the Canadian Martyrs, for a youth conference. And I had never, ever been to anything like that. I'd never been part of a youth group. Basically, my faith experience was Sunday Mass. I didn't have any fellowship, anything like that. So I went to this conference, and it was there for the first time that I heard somebody speak about God's personal love for me, and basically said, if you were the only person on the planet, Jesus still would have come and died for you. And I remember just thinking, what? Is that really true? And I had an experience of prayer ministry and realized for the very first time that Jesus was actually truly present in the Eucharist. I don't know how I missed that massive teaching and got to go to Eucharistic adoration and just was completely moved to a point that just changed my entire life. Had my first honest reconciliation. So I feel like that weekend when I was 15 years old was incredibly powerful and really changed the direction of my life. But of course, you go back.
So I'll go next.
Oh, yeah, you go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go now. So my number one, I often share it at parish missions, and that is when I was 18 years old, I drifted from the faith in a fairly serious way, and some guys invited me to go to a retreat where I heard the gospel proclaimed in a clear and concise way, in a way that I'd really never heard before, and really very similar to you. I heard the speaker say, if you're the only person in the entire world, Christ would have still given his life for you. It's almost a word for word, mm-hmm. What captured your heart. And I remember thinking that's pretty amazing. That hooked me, because mm-hmm. I always thought God's love was more based upon my performance. So if I do something good, then he blesses me. But if I do something bad, well, then he removes his favor from my life. And so this was really that God would love me as I am, that mm-hmm. he offered his life for me. I mean, and then an invitation was given to me. Just think, have you ever surrendered yourself to Christ before? So that mm-hmm. That invitation was key, because I responded and really had a profound experience of God's love, where Jesus in that moment was much more than a person of history, that he was a real, alive person. And in that experience, I really felt him communicating to me, I am enough. Ken, you are enough. You are loved. And that was really, really powerful.
And you were 18?
18. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. All right, number two,
mm-hmm.
When I was 18, so the first one was when I was 15, second time was when I was 18, and I was in university, and I had kind of drifted from my faith in the sense that I was, you know, in a whole bunch of different, you know, relationships, and it wasn't the best. But anyhow, I joined a Catholic Christian Outreach Bible study. Catholic Christian Outreach is a campus ministry here on campus in Saskatoon. And basically, I went through their Bible study, and there was a time at the very end where we could recommit our lives to Christ. And they kind of have this image where, you know, is Christ one of many options in your life, or is Christ the center of your life from which everything flows? And I remember consciously choosing that I am choosing Christ to be the center of my life, and I felt like it was no turning back from that point on.
Hmm. Nice.
It's like I've never told you this before or something.
I don't know. I forgot. There's many different experiences, I think, in my life that I could share. But here's another one that really changed the direction of my life. It was when we had dated for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For how long?
3 years.
That's, and then we didn't really talk too much about our relationship during that 3 year period. We were doing ministry together, but we'd never talked about us during that 3 years. And so during those 3 years, I came to a point where I was just like, I love Janelle, and she doesn't, I've never told her this. I can't imagine my life without her. And don't want to do this in front of this kid. Calling you up and saying, do you want to go for a talk? Mm-hmm. And then sitting down on that. On the bench. And just saying all the reasons why I love you. Mm-hmm. And saying, I choose you. I don't know if you choose me. And your eyes got really big. And basically asked to get back together. And it was the best decision I've ever made in my life. To put myself out there and risk. And I'm so glad you said yes, eventually.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. So two faith defining moments in our life. This is not what I wanted to do this way. But anyways, it is what it is. This is our life, and we're glad to share it with you. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, honey. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that's what you were going to share. That's not why I asked the question.
I know. That's fine. It was the... probably the second most important faith decision of my life.
Hmm. I just feel like, did he know what he was getting into when he married me? Like, I'm like short with our kids, and you know.
No, you're even on your worst day, I would take you every day. Hmm.